Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are in the middle of a sugyan, Daf Chaf Bet Amud Aleph, Masech Nedarim, discussing various openings to releasing Nedarim, Pitche Nedarim. And we just mentioned the petach that Rabbi Yare Saba offered to his grandson, which was related to the heavenly discretion involved and investigation involved in someone who makes a neder. And we said that even though he used that, we do not use that. V'lo patchinan b'chad achronayit. Here's another one we don't use that was used. Amar Rabbi Barchanan Rabbi Yochanan. My patach Rabbi Gamliel Lahu Saba. What did Rabbi Gamliel use to allow that old man to get out of a neder? He used the pasuk yish botek kemad kirot cherev u'lashon chachamim marpeh. Somebody sometimes will push like the skewing of a sword, and the words of the chachamim can heal. Kol habotera ui lechokro ledokro becherev. Somebody who expresses a neder should be really sliced or skewered with a sword. Elashon chachamim arpeh, but the words of the chachamim heal. Meaning that's what Gamliel said. Do you realize how dangerous it is? The fellow said yes. He gave him a petach. We don't do that. V'lo patchirim hadar achonaita. You don't use this one. Tanu v'natan omer. We've seen this before. Hanoder ki ilu bana bama. If somebody takes a neder, it's like they built an altar outside of Yerushalayim. V'hamakaymo ki ilu makriv alav korban. Even if you fulfilled it, it's like you brought a korban on this bama. Starting your own religion, as it were. Now, Bereisha Patchinan. According to this version, we do use the opening line, which is, do you understand that making a neder is like a bama? The guy says, yes, it's terrible. We allow him to do it. Beseifa, but how about the second part of that? Abaya Mar Patchinan. Abaya says that we may use that as an opening. Rav Amar Lo Patchinan. Rav disagreed. Rav Kahana matni la hashmat v'adain leishna. That's how Rav Kahana had the tradition. Rav Tavyume matni hachi. He had a different tradition. B'seifa lo patchinan. Everyone agrees that you don't use the last one, which is very severe. B'reisha, but if you say to him, did you realize that making a neder is a terrible thing? And the guy says, yes. Abaye amar patchinan. Rav amar lo patchinan. The Rabbi says we use it. Rava says we don't use it at all. V'ilchata lo patchinan lo b'reisha v'lo b'seifa. And the halacha is we use neither. We also do not use the following addendum of Shmuel to Rabbi Natan's statement. Even if you fulfill your neder, you're still called a rasha. So Rabbi Shmuel would say, did you realize that even if you would fulfill the neder, you're called a rasha? They're going to say, ooh, I didn't know that. You're mutalach. We don't use that. Now, Amir Rabbi Avahu, how do we know, where did Shmuel get this idea from, that if you fulfill a neder, you're called a rasha? My krav, v'chi techdal lindor lo yevachachet. The text says if you cease making a neder, if you resist from making a neder, then you will not have sinned. V'yolif chadola chadola. And this word of cessation, which shows up here, also shows up in another pasuk. Tivhacha kitachta lindor. V'chiyuch tivhatam sham reshaim chadlu rogez. There, the evil ones stop their trembling. It's referring to death. And so we see that the ceasing is something associated with evil ones. So even if somebody fulfills their neder, they're considered evil. Best is to just not do it at all. I'm Rav Yosef. Af anan amitanina. Rav Yosef supported this from the first Mishnah on Masachet. Kenidrei Rishoyim lo amar klum. Sorry, Kenidrei Rishoyim lo amar klum. Kenidrei Rishoyim nadar ben azir v'korban shvu. If you take a neder and say this neder is like the neder of evil people, then it's a valid neder because evil people take nadarim. But not if you say a neder like good people. Now, Amar Shmuel bar Nachman Rabbi Yonatan. Now, we're going to go on to a tangent which assumes that people take nadarim because they're angry. And so it's a tangent about the evils of anger and of a short temper. Kol ha-ko'es kol mine gehinom sholtin bo. Anybody who is angry, all sorts of gehenom overtake him. Shenemar, haser kas mi libecha v'aver am mibsarecha. Kohelet states, get rid of anger from your heart and get rid of evil from your flesh. What's the association? As opposed to being a parallel, we're seeing it as a causal statement, meaning if you get rid of anger from your heart, that'll lead you to getting rid of evil from your flesh. And Ra'ah L'Gehinom, Ra'ah is a reference to Gehenom, Shenemar, Kopal, Adonai L'Manehu, everything Hashem does is for him. V'gam Rasha L'Yom Ra'ah, even the evil one, has his evil day. because it is a bad day. So that's the reference to Gehenna. Velo orel shtachtion tachtoniot shotot bo. You even have piles. Shemar v'natan adonai v'chasham lev ragaz. And the curses in Parshat Ki Tavoh, it says God will give you there in the exile an upset heart, which is the anger, chiyon enayim, and it's kind of squinting of the eyes, v'davon nafesh, and pain to the soul. Here's the varsha machalat ta'inayim adivat nafesh. What sort of thing is it that kind of eats up your eyesight and also hurts your body? Havayomer elo tachtoniot, that's a reference to piles. And it starts with lev ragaz, anger, so you see anger leads to that. Ula, it's a terrible story. Ula b'miskel already Yisrael. Ula was coming up to Eretz Yisrael. You remember we saw at the end of Ketubot, he used to visit often. Idlavule trained b'nei Chozah. Two people from the town of Chozoi, two Jews from the town of Chozoi, joined him. Maday. Kam chad shachte l'chavri. One of them became very violent and killed the other one. Amarle l'ula. And he turned to Ula as he was killing him. Ya'ut avdi, did I do right? Did I do well? Did I kill him well? Amarle in. He said, yes, as a matter of fact, you should slit his throat totally. Now, this is Ula talking in the presence of this violent man. So, Ki'atu the coming of Rabbi Yochanan, when he came to Tveria and he came to Rabbi Yochanan, Amarle dilma chatz v'shalom chziki yadei avea over avera. He said, Rabbi Yochanan, maybe I did a terrible thing. Maybe I supported people who are doing sins. Amarle nafshach itzalta. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you saved your life. But Katamer Rabbi Yochanan was wondering about this. How could people get so angry? The pasuk is talking about exile. There you'll be angry, not here. Amarle hahushat lo avrin en yardana. So Ula made Rabbi Yochanan feel better. He said, we hadn't yet crossed the Jordan River. We're still in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore the curse of having all that anger in Chutz La'aretz does not affect our understanding of Eretz Yisrael. If somebody gets angry, it's as if God doesn't matter to him. An evil one, when he becomes very haughty, he doesn't seek out God. God doesn't appear in any of his plans. In other words, when he's angry, it's like God isn't there. Anger also makes you forget your learning and makes you stupider. Anger stays with the foolish. And the fool spreads sin out. And if somebody's angry, we know that he has more sins than merits. Shneimar uva'al chema rav pesha. The one of anger is somebody who has lots of sins. Rav in the sense of majority. Amrav Adab Rabbi Chanina Umalei Chatu Yisrael. If Bnei Yisrael had not sinned, lo nitan lehem ela chamishachum shetar v'sefer Yeshua b'vad erkah shel Eretz Yisrael hu. If Bnei Yisrael had not sinned, all they would have gotten is the Torah and Sefer Yeshua, which tells you where every tribe is supposed to settle. But all the rest of the Nevi'im, the way that the Rishonim read it, are there to chastise and rebuke, which you wouldn't have need. My time, or what's that? Kibarov Chachma Rav Kas. In other words, great wisdom leads to great anger, but the way to read it is that great anger led to the need for more wisdom, how to combat it. Now, we go back to the issue of Hatar and Dorim. Amravasi Enis Kakin Ladohe Yisrael. We do not sit in judgment and allow the discussion to begin of permitting a neder if the neder was taken with the name Elohe Yisrael. Took a neder with a kinoi, fine. Chutz mikonam ishtin anetli sheganav ganvad kisi v'shiktad bni. Except if a person takes a vow which is based on clearly a very upsetting situation, but he was misinformed. Like he takes an oath that his wife can't get benefit from him because she stole his money, or she had his son. V'nodah shelo ganvav v'shelo ikautu. And it turns out that it didn't happen. In that case, it was a very understandable reaction, and it was misinformation. Hahida toila kam to Ravasi. Now we have a woman who actually came to Ravasi. Amar la b'may nadart. He asked her, what was the neder? She said, Belohe Yisrael. Now this again goes against what we learned about Ravasi in the previous podcast, that he supposedly said that charata is never a valid petach. Here he's dealing with the petach, and he's got another reason not to allow it to happen, which is that she used Elohe Yisrael. Amar la inadart b'mohi. If you had just said b'mohi, which remember is a perversion of the Aramaic word for oath, shukinui ba'alma, which is some sort of a cognomen, is lakinilach. Then I would sit down and talk to you and find a heter. Hashalon adart b'mohi, Elohe Yisrael, lom zakinilach. But I won't deal with you at all because you took a netter with a very serious way, with using God's name, as it were, and therefore we're not going to do it. Rav Kahana equal got Lever of Yosef. It's a story that Rav Kahana came to visit Rav Yosef. Amar le lito mar midi. Rav Yosef said, sit and have something to eat. Amar le lo, no. So he said, mare kula lo ta'im nale. And he said, by the master of all, I won't eat anything. Amar le lo mare kula lo ta'im nale. And he said, and Rav Yosef repeated it and said, okay, so by the master of all, you will not eat it. So hanechal Rav Kahana, so we understand why Rav Kahana said it, the Amar lo, what did he say? He said, no, mare kula, meaning, I'm not going to eat it, I'm taking an oath by the master of all, Ribono Shel Olam. El Rav Yosef, amai Amar lo mare kula, why did he say that? So why did he repeat it? Hachiru kamar, that's what he said. Lo mare kula hu de kamart. He said, indeed, you can't eat anything because you said mare kula. In other words, like Elohe Yisrael, you took a very serious vow, and indeed, you're stuck and you can't eat. Hilchach lo ta'imat le, therefore you can't have anything. Amrav Nachman. Hilchata, but what's the final ruling? Potchin becharata. As following the discussion that we had in the previous podcast, we do allow charata. As we saw, almost everybody did. Vinis kakin l'Elohe Yisrael. We also do engage somebody in discussion, even if the vow that they took, they invoke the name of Elohe Yisrael. Now, Mishtam Echle Rava Rav Nachman Rav Schora. Rava was telling Rav Nachman what a great person Rav Schora was. Remember, Rava was a student of Rav Nachman. To Adam Gadalhu, he said he's a great man. Amarlos, Rav Nachman said, Kshiev, Oli Adcha, Vi Oli Adi. When he comes to see you, bring him to me. I want to meet this great man. Havel Nidra Lemishra, so Rav Schora came, it turned out he had a neder that he had to be matir. Atal Kamer Rav Nachman, so he came to Rav Nachman. Amarle, so Rav Nachman wanted help him. He said, Nadarta Darta Dahachi, did you take the neder knowing it would play out this way? Amarle in, he said, yes. Hadarta Dahachi, how about that way? He kept trying to give him a way to get out of the neder. And he said, in, yeah, no, I had that in mind too. Kamazimnin, so Ikpar Rav Nachman, got upset. Amarle Zilakilach, go back to your place. Right? In other words, you're stuck with your neder and go back. In other words, go back to your own doorway and you're stuck with your neder. He's not going to help him out. So now what happened? Nafak Rav Schor, so Rav Schor left. Upatach pitchal anafshe. He found his own patach. What was his patach? It was based on the famous statement of Rebbe that's in Perkei Avot. Ezui derech yisharash yavor lo ha'adam. What is a proper way that a person should carve out for himself in life? Kol shi tiferet lo seha, tiferet lo min ha'adam. Anything that's glory to the one who does it and glory for man. Meaning that you should behave in a way that brings goodness and happiness to everybody. Vashay ikvir Rav Nachman. Now that I see Rav Nachman's upset that I came and he tried to find an out for me and I couldn't have it, I died to the Hachilo Nadri. That I didn't have in mind. In other words, I had in mind all the circumstances he asked me about, but I didn't have in mind that he'd get so flustered by it. Vishar Vanafshe, and he was Matu the Neder for himself. Now, Shimba Rebbe, Rebbe's own son, Havilu Nidra Lemishra, he also had a Neder to be Matur. Atta the Kamayad Rabbon, he came to the rabbis. Amr then Adarta Dahachi, they asked him the same thing. Did you have this in mind? Amar in, Adahachi, in, Kamazinin, went on and on. From Mitzari, Rabbanon, Mishim Shalatul, Matul Hashim, the rabbis were getting tired. They were moving from the sun. It was getting too hot. They moved into the shade. Then it got too cold. They moved back into the sun. Right? And now, Amrale, Botnit, Beredur, Abba Shaul, Ben Botnit. So this man said to Rab Shimon, Min Adarta Daitad Mitzara, Bonam, Matul Hashim, Shalatul, did you have in mind when you took the netter that the rabbis would be upset and bothered by going from sun to shade and shade to sun? Amar lo. He said, no, that I didn't have in mind. For sure you are. Then the Rabbanon were matter it. As we have the curious thing that we've seen now in two cases, and we're going to see a third case, where the petach for the neder is the event surrounding the attempt to be potach the neder. Hashvav Rabbi Yossi, Havile Nidra Lemishrei. He had a neder he had to release. Out to the Kamayo de Rabbanon. He came to the rabbis, Amrule, Nadarta Adata Dahachi. They asked him again, Amarlein, Adarahachi, Amarlein, Kamazimnit. Kevin Nechaza, who Katsra, there was a certain worker there. He saw that the rabbis were getting upset. Machye Be'uchla de Katsra, he came over and hit Rabbi Shmuel on the head. Amar Daita de Machili Katsra Lonardi, he said, I didn't take a netter on knowing that it would lead to this guy hitting me. Veshavi Lanafshe, he was martyred himself. So one of the rabbis said, hearing the story generations later, this is now seven generations later, Hainoladhu, how can you say that that's valid? Because after all of the other things were things that happened in the course of time that are sort of inherent in taking the neder. You take the neder, you have to get Hataras Nadarim, taking on Taurus Nadarim led to the rabbis being flustered, whatever. But this outside guy wasn't part of the package. It's no what. It's a new situation. You couldn't have in mind that this guy's going to hit you. We have the Mishnah later on the ninth parak that you don't use nolad, a new circumstance, as a petach. It's a machloket, but that's the ruling. Amale Hailav Nolad, who Ravina said that was not a case of Nolad. There are lots of people out there, scofflaws, as it were, who harass the rabbis. So for a guy to come up and hit the rabbi in the head, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi wasn't such a Nolad, and therefore it could have been part of his panorama of thinking, and it said, hi, had I known that would have happened, I wouldn't have taken the neder. The last story we hear is a dispute in Abaye's household. Devitu d'Abaye, Abaye's wife, Havilahi Barta, she had a daughter from a previous marriage. Hu amar li kriva, he said, I want her to marry my relatives. Hu amar li kriva, she said, I want her to marry my relatives. Amar la, so Abaye said, Titzera hana, ti alach yavrata da'atai, mitzvat la kriva. He said, I'm going to asur hana on you if you violate what I'm saying and you marry her off to your relatives. So the wife didn't care. Azlat v'avart al da'ate, she violated what he said. V'insabali kreva, she married him, the daughter off to her own relatives. Now Abaye was in a bind. Atal kamid Rav Yosef, he came to his Rebbe, to Rav Yosef. Amarle, so Rav Yosef said to him, Ilu havi adat avart al da'atach, huminsabala lekreva, had you known that she was really going to not pay any attention to you and marry her off to her own family, miadarta, would you have taken the neder? And it's the entire neder was taken for the purpose of preventing her from doing something, but had you known that she wouldn't care and she'd do it anyways, would you have taken the neder? Amar lo? He said, no. Vishayi Rav Yosef, Yosef said, God mutalach. Humishayki agavna, so the question is, since when can you be matar and neder in such a case? The answer is in. Yeah. V'hatanya, we have a bright as follows. Masem adam achad shidir tishtomi lalo the regal. A fellow didn't want his wife to make aliyah the regal to Yerushalayim. And he made a neder. He said, if you go aliyah the regal, you can't get hana from me. V'arva al da'at tovi al tal the regal. She didn't listen to him. She went up to Yerushalayim. And now he wanted to be released. Uvalifnei Rabbi Yossi came before the great Rabbi Yossi. Amar lo v'ilu ha'ita yodea shoveret al da'atcha v'lo the regal. Klum hidarta. Had you known that she was going to violate your words and make aliyah l'regel, would you have made the neder? Amar lo lo, he said no. Hitiro Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi was matir the neder. So we see that such a thing is valid, and here we see much of the spectrum of possibilities in being poteach petach, in opening and beginning the discussion to allow hatarat neder. Tov, Mirza Hashem, in the next podcast, we'll pick up at this next Mishnah, the second Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Meantime, everybody should have a good day.